Hard to believe it's time for Rolled Hats Weekend at Quincy High School. It's actually the third annual this year, Rolled Hats Weekend. Showing off your school pride, your school spirits with Coach Bob Noble. And also we have Madam and Mrs. President with us in studio. So welcome Joel McNeil and Ellie Crump. Welcome to all of you. Roll Hats.
Roll Hats.
Coach, great to see you.
You too.
So, and Joe, Ellie, nice to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you too.
Well, thanks for coming over. As I mentioned, Bob, it's starting 2022, is that right?
Yo, this will be our fourth.
Oh, fourth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was your brainchild.
yeah.
Yeah.
Some people will be amazed by that. But, yeah, it was something, as I said, I've said before, but when I was at a previous high school, they had an event like this. And I would say to myself, you know, I said to myself, that this is something we should do in Quincy. And I was very fortunate to get the support of both Principal Ford and Vice Principal Eddie Smith. And obviously Scott Campbell had a huge investment in it as well. And, you know, I told them that we have the venues, we have the for such a thing like this, particularly the stadium.
Mm.
But what we want most is not necessarily just be a sports event,
right?
But a opportunity for people to see all kinds of the good things that happen at Quincy High School, be it athletics, be it activities,
yep.
Be it some of the very courses themselves that are available there, and so far I'd like to say it's been pretty successful.
I was just going to ask, did it work?
I think it has.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Increased school spirit. Let the community know that there's more going on behind the scenes at Quincy High than just the excellent sports programs that are already off to a great start this year.
Yes.
Yes. All those things.
Yep.
How has it changed, Bob, would you say, over the years, you know, from when it first started?
I think there's been more involvement by even other programs within the school itself,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's once again a great indicator of how this is expanding, because we want everything that goes on at every positive thing that goes on at Quincy High School known to everybody,
right.
And that's part of the, you know, a lot of people I know have come up to me and said, "Gee, I didn't know you had this type of program,
yes.
or this type of you know, activity or." You know, in reference to our VOTEC programs,
mm-hmm, yep.
Boy, those things are really interesting, stuff like that, and that's part of what this is. It's this is who we are, and we want everybody to know it.
Yeah, absolutely, and they can do that again on Roll Hats Weekend. It is September 19th and 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be happening up at Quincy High School. One of the events in the gym and pretty much everything else at the stadium. And it's not just, as we mentioned, it's not just sports. Your clubs will be represented, different activities. There's the drama club.
Yep.
There's robotics. There's so much going on, and that's where we have Madam Mrs. President to hear and tell us a little bit about. Ellie, you've been just chomping at the bit to get in there and tell us all about Roll Hats. So first of all, tell me about yourself. You're a senior. You're both seniors.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a senior. Obviously, I go to Quincy High.
Right.
I take welding, which is
you
awesome.
Do?
Yeah.
All right. There's another program folks might not be aware of.
Yeah, and I'm in drama club.
Okay.
I'm one of the stage managers for that, and I also play lacrosse. So
in your spare time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I kind of know all like ends of what this is about,
sure.
And it's really important to me.
Okay, why?
Because I just think it's good for everyone to feel included,
yeah.
In this, not just the sports aspect of it, and just to get everyone excited about wanting to come to Quincy High.
That's what it's all about,
yeah.
Right? School pride and
mm-hmm.
School spirits, yeah. So how did you get involved with Roll Hats?
Actually, Scott came up to me when I played soccer. And he said, "Ellie, I've never seen you not smile. I've never seen you not smile."
Yeah.
And he was like, "You need to be your senior year, Madam President."
Madam President.
And yeah. I was like, "Okay, Scott." Like, and then he texted me, and was like, "We're gonna make this happen." And we got Joe, and.
And here you are.
Yeah, here we are.
Here you are.
Yeah.
So, Joe, you're a senior also.
I am. Yeah. I take plumbing.
Okay.
So I'm like right next door to her.
Okay.
Take plumbing. I play hockey, baseball, and football.
Okay.
I joined the football team this year.
Very good. Off to a great start so
far.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah.
How'd you get involved with Roll Hats?
Well, Scott just decided, he just texted me one day. He knows me because my brother and his daughter are the same age. Okay. So they went to school together forever. So he knows my parents, and I guess he just thought I brought a lot of school pride. I show up to a lot of the games, like other sports teams, like sure. games when I can. So I guess he sees me there and thought I could bring some school pride, some energy to this.
Okay.
So.
And what's it been like for you? What's the experience been like so far?
I'm loving it. Yeah. It's awesome. How yeah. come? I don't know. I like working with Ellie.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a while.
Nice.
So working together is pretty easy. I like bringing the school pride. I like representing. And I like getting involved with other clubs, getting to know other people.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you guys learned anything new about Quincy High that you might not have known, you know, before you got involved with this?
I didn't know Roll Hat started our freshman year. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't know as a president, I'm not going to lie.
Because yeah. it wasn't as big of like a deal.
Yeah.
It was just getting going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or how much like really goes into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like to take to like prepare for all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like the attention to detail on everything. Is like insane.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of people that participate in this to make it work.
This experience might help in the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
Putting
yeah.
larger events together, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about what's going to happen that weekend, if we can? That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be sports games, the 19th and the 20th.
Yep.
I think they're all day and night. Football plays that night. I think we're the last game of the day. Do you know who starts it off?
Soccer. I don't know if it's boys or girls, but.
Okay, so Friday the 19th it starts,
yeah.
right?
Yep, with volleyball. Okay.
Volleyball, mm-hmm. 5:30 in the gym.
Yep.
I'm just,
girls
I'm just
volleyball.
Reading off the schedule here. it's no mystery.
No.
Then soccer the next day, girls soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Taking on Rockland at 11 o'clock at the stadium. Then boys soccer right after that, 1 o'clock versus O'Brien. And then Joey's mentioned the football game is Saturday, 4:30 versus Stoughton.
Yep.
And these, but I mean, this is just kind of the highlights. There's
yeah.
a lot more going on, right?
So,
yeah.
In between all of that, they set up all these different booths. It's like a club fair
yeah.
and an activities fair. So everyone's there from the school, like all the different clubs, all the different activities, even like the Q&Q sports are there.
Quincy, North Quincy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina
for those outsiders who don't know.
Yeah. Tina Cahill donated a jumpy house.
No kidding.
Which is really fun.
Wow. Is she going to be jumping it?
Maybe. Who knows? Heard there's going to be some face painting and trivia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be like, I think we're going to do games, like have people interact more. And like.
Oh, like lawn game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's going to be stuff like that.
Okay.
Or like she said, the trivia will go around and quiz people. And I think the winners get coffee break gift cards.
Nice.
So we'll do that in between like quarters or like in between games and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
What will the trivia theme be? Do you know?
I think it's going to be Quincy themed.
Of course.
History yeah. of Quincy.
Okay. So folks can study up.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So I'm curious, for Madam and Mrs. President, you had to go around to all these different clubs, right? And
yeah, we're mm-hmm. interviewing all of them.
Yeah.
You know, get involved, right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
all that. Yeah. So do you have like a schedule that you've had to keep? I mean, how have you been able to organize this?
We just do it like whenever we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time I go like after football mm-hmm. practice, we'll go shoot a video and
yeah.
promote everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to show that during this interview. If okay. Scott can get it to us on time.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun to make.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, we should mention, this is, we want the community to come. This is not just for
yes.
students,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah. This is for everybody to get involved and
right.
get involved. How about Quincy High?
There's so much going on that like yeah. everyone can participate in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's for family, you know,
yeah.
yep.
to come. You don't have to be in high school. It can
mm-hmm.
be younger kids. It can be older folks who
yeah.
are out of school, right? Just
mm-hmm.
stop by. It's free.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all free.
Yeah.
Will the band be performing?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a lot of cool surprises.
Yeah.
And things.
Can you share a couple?
Just
one.
Well, I know we're doing the Dizzy Bat thing.
Yeah.
On the field. So that's where you, like, there's a bat. And you run around with a bat.
A baseball bat?
Yeah,
around,
yeah.
You spin around
anything.
With it. You hold it to your head and you spin around.
Spin around, and then you try to do a relay race.
Yeah.
Without falling down.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of different like relay race type things that take place on the field before
fun.
Football goes on.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
We got some, me and Joe are going to be wearing some cool costumes.
Yep, we got some pretty cool costumes.
Okay. And who will you be?
It's Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Oh, Uncle Sam.
I'll be dressed as Uncle Sam.
All right.
There's a cape, too.
An American flag cape.
Yep.
She'll probably
and some,
wear.
Some hats. Like some the ones on our t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, the big, huge roll
hats.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Are those t-shirts available for folks, or is that...
I know these ones are the new ones.
Yeah, yep. These are brand new.
We've been throwing them out during football games.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. if our student section is up and alive and happy and participating,
yes.
They get shirts.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Whoever can yell the loudest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make the biggest spectacle.
Yeah.
Gets a shirt. Okay. So, Coach, listening to all this, you're just sitting back there smiling, saying,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
This is what you thought it would be.
This
right?
is what I'm sitting here smiling about and satisfied with. These are examples of the type of students we have at Quincy High School. And there's a certain degree of pride in that on my part. Seeing them and how they conduct themselves is something that I find very important.
I would think, as a teacher and as a father too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, having all three of my children be graduates of Quincy High School.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, success.
Yeah, looking forward.
Should be a lot of fun. I have
it's
to ask, is there a inclement weather policy or we're just not going to go down that road?
Yeah. And
everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be sunny and beautiful.
Not jinxing anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
I guess the only thing I could say is that there'd be a football game at that time.
Yeah. Oh,
regardless, exactly. Yeah, okay. Let's see. So, Ellie, for folks who want to get involved with Roll Hats, either that weekend or, you know, just in general to get more information, what's some good ways to do that?
We have a Facebook group.
Okay.
It's QHS Roll Hats Weekend.
Okay.
And then the same thing on Instagram, too.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then Scott Campbell, reaching out to him. Is a great way.
That's a great way.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Scott's the best.
Okay. Do you need help that weekend? Do you guys need other students to get involved or other committees
I think
to get involved?
Everyone should just be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like.
Show support.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I think showing up is a big part of just like showing how much pride you have in our school and how excited you are to see how much fun we're going to have this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're both seniors, so you probably figured I was going to ask, do you have plans for after high school? Joe, how about yourself?
I'm thinking about going to college, maybe Mass Maritime or UMass Amherst or something like that.
Very good.
I want to go to college for construction management. I was thinking Wentworth or somewhere like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, as you both know, tremendous opportunity in the trades right now.
Yeah.
And you're both getting great experience in plumbing and welding already on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So anything else you'd like to share right now about Roll Hats?
Our sponsors.
Sure.
A big thanks to the McNeil family and Fowler House, to M&S Auto Body. They got our glasses, which are really, really cool. A&H Sampson and Sons, The Bogan Tree, and Tina Cahill.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Got them all in there?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Excellent. Bob, anything else?
No. As I
they pretty
mentioned
much took
prior,
the
yeah. They know exactly what to say and how to say it, and, and I'm very proud of them.
Excellent. Well, again, it's Roll Hats Weekend at Quincy High School, September 19th and 20th. On Facebook, there is an email address here, too, I can give out if that's... yeah, there is. QHSRollHats@gmail.com.
I didn't even know that existed.
There you go.
There we go.
Something new.
Every day.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very
Roll
welcome.
Hats.
Roll Hats.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should do it on three, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ellie.
Oh, one, two, three. Roll Hats!
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.